heart-brain coherence meditation. Oh, let's see, some more people coming in here. Kayla, welcome. Good to have you here. We're just about getting started. So for those that are new to the heart-brain coherence meditation, it is not really a meditation. It's a self-regulating technique where you regulate your nervous system through your breathing, and we upscale your resilience and your immune system. And done with a simple technique, by imagining breathing through our heart, we focus so much on our heart that our heart rate variability gets very coherent, gets very nice in balance, which in turn balances the nervous system. So not at all a bad thing to do. Many people in the corporate world use it without even knowing it is a self-regulating meditation technique to cope with stress, and also people that work at the healthcare institutes that work with stress, the police departments, the fire departments, etc. Students use it at school before an exam, for example. Performers use it before they go on stage. Sport athletes use it before they go and do their thing on the football field, for example, or when they're running several miles, etc. So, very useful for all kinds of situations. In our work with transformational meditation, we use it as a foundation for all the meditation techniques we do, and we use it to change our state of being. It's a nice way to do that. So let us get started. Just follow along. It's very easy. Just listen. And when we get to that part, which is a bit more difficult, where you breathe through your heart, imagine breathing through your heart. It might sound strange, but I will teach you how you can do that. And it is, of course, you're not really breathing through your heart. It's just a technique, a visualization. You use your imagination. But by doing that, scientists measure that we focus so much on our heart that the electromagnetic field our heart creates expands a little bit and gets stronger. And the signals, the frequencies in that electromagnetic field, that's what gets more coherent and more in balance. Monk, welcome to you as well. All right. Ayla, Discord, so many people online. Oh, for those on Discord, feel free to start your meditation tracker by typing tracker start. Find a comfortable position. Make sure you have good enough support. Take a nice deep inhale as you close your eyes. And exhale and relax. Take another nice deep inhale. And as you exhale, lower your shoulders, loosen your jaw. Feel yourself getting centered, let the day go. Very good. Now take another nice deep inhale. And exhale and relax and feel yourself getting ready. Now I want you to breathe normally, but try to breathe a little slower and a little deeper than you usually would do. A little slower and a little deeper. Take about a 5 second inhale, 5 second exhale. or whatever feels comfortable for you, as long as it is slower and deeper. And also notice where you feel your breath the most. Maybe you feel your breath the most in your nostrils or the back of your throat. Or maybe you feel your breath the most in your chest or your tummy. Just notice where you feel your breath the most. Put your attention on that point where you feel your breath the most. Notice your breath. Notice how it goes in and out. In and out. Notice the quality of your breath. Colder air flowing in, warmer air flowing out. Try following the breath. And if you during this session notice your mind has wandered off, your thoughts are all over the place, just gently and without judgment, get back to your breath. I want you to pay attention to how that feels, that point where you breathe through. That point where you're breathing through, how does that feel? Notice it. I want you to move that focus point into your heart space. So focus on your heart and imagine that you are breathing through your heart. Breathing in through your heart and out through your heart. In through your heart. out through your heart. Focus on your heart. Imagine that you are breathing through your heart. Nice and calm, nice and slow. As you do this, I want you to think back about a time in your life where you felt great joy, appreciation, gratitude, care, or compassion. So think back about a time in your life where you felt great joy, appreciation, gratitude, care, or compassion. This could be anything. This could be a gift you received that you liked so much, you were so grateful for. This could be appreciation you felt when you met someone or when you were hiking in nature, appreciating the landscape. This can be the care and compassion you feel for a special someone or a pet. Think back about a time in your life where you felt great joy, appreciation, gratitude, care, compassion. So think about that moment. And as you breathe through your heart, I want you to relive that moment as if it is happening right now. Relive that moment, be in that place, be in that moment where you felt great joy or appreciation or gratitude, care or compassion. And really go for it. Not only think about it, but feel it. Be in that moment. See it happening in front of you. Be in that scene. Breathe through your heart and let every cell in your body vibrate with that feeling. Let your whole body experience that moment. It's okay if you notice a smile, it's okay if you notice warmth going through you. Breathe through your heart and live that moment as if it is happening right now. Make it as real as possible. Let your body experience that moment again. Very good now. On your next out breath, I want you to lower your shoulders a little bit more and relax a little bit more. And also relax into that feeling you have created. Just surrender to it. Enjoy it. Just be in that feeling. Be in that bubble. Keep breathing through your heart. Just be in that moment. Relax into it. Very good. Now, let's slowly get back and try to take that state of being with you. Slowly get back. Notice the room you are in. Notice the sounds in the room. Take a nice inhale and exhale. Move your body back and forth and from side to side. Wiggle with your fingers and toes. And when you are ready, you can open your eyes. You can type back in the chat when you are back. Welcome back, everyone. For those on Discord, you can stop your tracker by typing tracker stop. Well done. Welcome back, Sue, Kayla, welcome back, Monk, welcome back to you as well. Good to see you. Great work. Disorderly, welcome back. All right, thank you for joining this session. I hope you feel some benefit from it. Usually my students, I teach them to start like this with a longer meditation, and afterwards just do it themselves for 5 minutes every morning. You don't have to do the breathing up front. You get to know, you get the hang of it. You can just go straight to your heart. Create a state of being you want to be in for the rest of the day. And even if you're going to a meeting and you feel a bit stressed about it, you can do that on your way to the meeting as well. Short heart-brain coherence, breathe through your heart, create that feeling you want to have. Awesome. Tomorrow, we'll do another meditation talk. And last time I was interviewed by Upasanda from India. And now I will interview her tomorrow. And we're going to talk about yoga as a therapy form. How can we use yoga in therapy? She is specialized in that. She did a study on that. And she's working with yoga in a therapy form. So that's tomorrow. For those on Instagram, just go to my stories and then you see the time. For those on Discord, I will post it there as well. And unfortunately for those on Second Life, it will only be on Instagram this time again. But you get the recording nevertheless afterwards. So make sure to tune in tomorrow on Instagram around 5:30 Central European time. Okay, thank you for joining today. Have a wonderful rest of your day and evening. Take good care and namaste.